Simon Moroney was 16 when he died by suicide over 10 years ago, his family wanted to help others who might be at risk. They set up a voluntary group called Save Our Sons and Daughters, SOSAD, in their hometown of Drogheda. It now has branches across the northeast. Elaine Keogh reports.
We're in SOSAD in Drogheda in 30 Magdalen Street. What goes on here is we try to help anyone affected by suicide or depression, as well as those bereaved by suicide. How we work is we operate, we're on the phones 24 hours a day to help people who are in distress. The aim of the phone call is to try and help people or keep them safe from suicide for the shortest time. And as soon as possible then, we need to get them in with one of our psychologists for either a psychological assessment or a suicide risk assessment. We try our very best to get everybody into counselling within a week of the assessment. And the counselling then will go on as long as necessary with the client. And at the moment in Drogheda, there's 140 people getting counselling here this week. And in the charity, there's 350 people getting counselling.
SOSAD opened its first branch in Drogheda in 2007. Now it is also in Navan, Dundalk, Cavan, Carrickmacross and Tullamore. All are run by volunteers and all opened in response to the needs of the local communities. Patrick was a client in Drogheda and says the support it offered him was crucial.
I think what makes it great is having that one-to-one contact, the face. There is no substitute for human contact. I know of other guys who weren't dealing with situations and seemed to be go happy fellas. And there was a stage when one guy killed himself. And I just went walking the streets. And I just kept thinking, I might as well do the same. I was reminded of one thing one counsellor said. To treat yourself every day. Do something for yourself every day. You know, just to, even to buying a little bun, denim, clothes, or whatever it is. I don't know if those people had known that the services were easily available, such as SOSAD, that they might have stopped for that split second and just said, you know what? I'll ring that number now.
SOSAD estimates that 11% of its clients are children and teenagers. And Peter Moroney told me that for many of them, the issue is bullying.
And strangely enough, we have quite a number of them who are under 14 years of age, 15 years of age, who comes with some various issues. They need specialist child therapy. And thankfully, we have child therapists that we use. And we can refer to them. And again, no waiting list. See you straight away, getting straight away. But our youngest client at the moment is 8 years of age. Of the age group from 10 up, nearly every single one of them seems to be a result of bullying. It's this social networking size, the bullying. It never stops. You can never get away from it. Turn on the phone, you're being bullied. Turn on the computer, you're being bullied. Turn on that, you're bullied. And I think that's a big problem for our under 17s, under 18s in this at the moment.
Peter says SOSAD has begun to see a shift and men are now starting to access services.
For once, we're starting to tackle the terrible stigma associated with suicide and mental health in general. And I think more people are willing to come forward and get the help they need. And for example, I hate this thing about men won't come forward. 46% of the people we seen last year were male. And I think that's got to do with the confidentiality, we don't report to anybody, we're quiet in here, we're discreet, and I think men in particular are willing to come and get that help in here.
Since 2007, Peter says more than 8,000 people have used SOSAD services. However, he believes his son Simon remains the driving force behind what it does.
Family believe that all this happened because of Simon. And I believe that Simon's watching over us and guiding us, and he has us doing this work. Sometimes it's not easy and it can kick his ass, really. But sometimes it's there and we're here to help somebody. And I think he's driving us on, and it's his idea, it's his legacy. We're doing this for him.
That was Peter Moroney ending that report by Elaine Keogh. The National Office for Suicide Prevention launches a new campaign today called Little Things, which is focusing on the difference a little thing can make at difficult times. You can contact SOSAD at 041 984 8754. That's 041 984 8754.